And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Dave, how can you compete with this?
I know. Look at that. I'm Dave, and this is Joseph rocking out. Next thing we know, he's going to be on the table dancing. That's when I get the heck out of the studio. I go where you are, Eric, behind the glass.
We're both leaving. Safe.
We're both leaving. You will have no producer.
I'm serenading our Periscope viewers. You know who you are. You are my home, home, home.
Now look at that. I'm the hostess with the mostest. No, hostess. I'm the hostess.
All right, I got to go and wave the guy down.
You go, we'll
wave the guy down. Who's
coming in? We got a guest in studio. Yes, we got a guest, but what? Just finish your thought.
Oh, that the camera's right on you exclusively.
Well, because I couldn't read it. You want to see Dave?
You don't need to read it. Oh, I guess we do need to read it.
I'll
start reading it. Ah, see, got you.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you want, we'll go to you in a second.
Okay.
But yeah. I do want to remind our listeners, you can check us out on Periscope at BreakTHR Sports, and you can watch us in studio.
But you got to be on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to be on Twitter.
You
can have the Periscope app exclusively
You can do that?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think
that,
yeah.
Hey, I think I have the app now.
You do. Yes.
Oh, I had to see you guys.
Yeah, you had it last week. Yes. But we have a very, so again,
I think
shout
I went
out.
Through Twitter, I think.
Maybe. But
maybe.
We should make a shout out to all of our Periscope viewers. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we want to also thank our next guest.
Yes.
And our Periscope viewers, if you have any questions for our guest actress, Molly Hagen from the movie BFFs, you're welcome to ask them. Molly, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We're just honored. You know, you've been in so many different films over the years. You know, one of my favorite roles is Election. In that, a very very
love
funny
that
movie. Yeah, isn't it? I mean, so I'm sure we'll ask you some questions about that and other films that you've been in. But BFFs, I understand it opened up last week. It's in some theaters, but it's also on video on demand, right?
It's on video on demand.
It's
that's
on
correct.
Video on demand, so people can check it out. It's BFFs. That's the title of the film. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it was written by the two stars, Andrea Grano and Tara Karsian. And it's about these two best friends who kind of go to a couple's retreat as a goof because the character that Tara plays got it as a birthday present. And she had just recently broken up with her boyfriend, and her mother had given it her for her to go to with her boyfriend. She had just recently broken up with her boyfriend, so they have this really great gift because there's pool, there's food, there's all this stuff. It looks like a really great retreat, but she's now single, and her best friend says, well, why don't we do it? She goes, because we're not a couple. She goes, we can pretend to be a couple. Let's go. So it's all about what happened at this couple's retreat to strengthen people's relationships, and they go as a goof, but they end up discovering a lot about the relationships that they have with each other. And it's very funny, but it's also, you know, there's a lot of, you know, heart in this as well. And it's written really well, and it's performed beautifully and directed beautifully.
You know, I didn't see the movie yet, but I am looking forward to it. I did see the trailer, and it looked hysterical, but I could see what you're talking about. Not only funny, has a lot of heart, but I bet it has a lot of... insight as well into relationships. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I think some of it, like the mistakes that we continue to make, and how your friends can see more what is going on with the mistakes that you know patterns that you have than you can see with yourself or what you're denying or things like that. And but it is fun. I mean, it's a fun movie.
Yeah, and you play Rebecca, right?
I play Rebecca. I play one of the I am completely non-fun in this movie.
Really?
I play one of the couples, and it's not going well for us.
Okay.
One of the, but you have a man, your partner is a guy.
Yeah,
okay.
Played by Dan Cotier.
Excellent.
Oh, excellent, yes. Excellent. Yeah. Is this something like, remember there was a movie... with Vince Vaughn and
wasn't it called Couples Retreat?
Yeah, any similarities to that?
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
That was a little. I think that didn't go for the insight quite as much.
No, not at all.
No,
it was a little goofy.
That was super. I mean, it was funny, but that was super jokey. The jokes come out of. Well, I also think something happens when women write a movie, so the humor really comes out of reality. Mm-hmm. And it's I don't know. The humor's more personal.
Yeah, that's
the humor's more real.
That's a very good point. And if anyone's just now joining us, we do want to remind our listeners that we are speaking with actress Molly Hagan on behalf of the new film BFFs. You can check it out on video on demand. It just came out last week, so definitely check that one out. It's a comedy. It's got some insight in there, and we all need some insight and to laugh about relationships as well. So do you find that acting is and especially with these. Not that this is a deeper movie, but these movies that tackle these subjects about relationships and stuff like that, do you find it therapeutic at all from a behind-the-scenes perspective?
I find it, like purging.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I find some of the stuff cathartic.
Okay, yeah,
like,
that's what
whether it's relationships or something else, if I have to do something really bad or I'm really mad or crying, whatever it is, whatever the situation is, I generally find acting therapeutic, yeah. And then maybe that's a really bad answer, but it's true for me.
No, it's a great point. And I like the way that you said purging, because I mean, it's kind of like you get to have all those emotions and throw them out there. And I like how you described your character. We don't want to reveal too much about it from BFFs, but Rebecca's character. So I'm sure you get to express those emotions in all the different projects that you've made, that you've done, especially like Election. So tell us a little bit about working on that absolutely crazy movie.
Well, that was, just a high point for me. Mm-hmm. First of all, when something's written really well, like BFF actually is written really well. Mm-hmm. Election was written so well that... it was easy. Like the better the material, the easier it is to act. And so when I read it, I went, wow, if this isn't directed well, this is a slippery slope. So I went back and I watched Sis and Ruth, which was Alexander Payne's first movie, and I went, oh, okay, I get it. All right, I just want to make sure, because he plays for Keats. And so I went in loaded for bear at the audition. And because it's not played jokey, it's not played any of that stuff. It's played, and you had to back off the comedy in order for it to really shine. And I think that movie is friggin' hilarious. I mean, it's just so painful to watch. It's just gorgeous. And it was easy. It was really easy. And Alexander was so specific in his writing, but also in his directing, that you just couldn't fail.
Yeah, and definitely one of my favorites. And I don't read very often, but that's one movie where I went back and I had to read that book because I was just so impressed with it. It's such a great book as well. And of course, people, I'm sure, would recognize you. They might not recognize your name right off the bat, but as soon as they see you, they're like, oh yeah, she was in that episode of this or that episode.
Right.
You've been in so many different episodes of TV shows as a guest star. Eric was just telling us in our ears that, in Seinfeld, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sister Roberta, was it?
Yeah, Sister Roberta.
I do remember that episode.
It's so, I mean, Seinfeld fans are the best because they really know, and Friends fans are the best because they just know their episodes. It's always freakish to have someone remember me from.
My 16-year-old son knows all of the episodes
of Seinfeld.
Yeah,
it's great. I mean, it's great, but I mean, it's crazy. I kind of feel that way about the original Star Trek, but that's.
I know all those ones.
Yeah. I would recognize anyone from those episodes.
Well, my thoughts are a little more recent, actually very, very recent. I know you right now as Patricia Cordero. Jane the Virgin.
Oh, isn't that a great show?
It's one of my favorite shows. If anyone doesn't watch Jane the Virgin on the CW, it is one of the best shows on TV. And of course, I'm not going to spoil it, but the last episode of this second season, something happened where I don't know if we're going to get to see you again for a certain event, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
Or we might never see you again.
Exactly.
Yeah. But so again, we don't want to spoil it in case anyone hasn't seen that episode. But so many different projects. What is it? What is the appeal of being a guest star on so many different TV shows?
Well, I mean, the appeal is working and getting paid. But you always get to do something completely new or different. You get to know, you know, a different group of people. It's more fun recurring. Well, it's more fun being a regular. Then it's more fun recurring. Then being a guest star, it's great. But there's a comfort that happens when you're around the same people all the time, and the more comfortable you are, the better your work is. So to show up, because sometimes a guest star, I might be there for just a day, and everyone's got their own flow and their own pattern on how an episode goes and how it's filmed, and you have to sort of go with whatever their thing is. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're part of it more, you become part of the flow. You become... I don't know how to describe it. You're an outsider. You're an outsider coming in to do a job, and sometimes it's not too easy.
Yeah, yeah. And again, if anyone's just not joining us, we are speaking with actress Molly Hagan. The movie is called BFFs. You have to check it out on video on demand. So again, this is a really great film. Any other final insights about BFFs that you'd like to share before we let you go?
Even though this relationship is not their relationship, Tara and Andrea's relationship, it's made up. They are best friends, and their familiarity with each other and how they wrote this script is all over this movie. And some of the things they've done to promote the movie are so funny. These videos they've made to promote the movie, that if you go to BFFsthemovie.com, you'll get to see these promotional videos. They are hilarious because these two women are hilarious. Excellent. And so it's BFFs the movie, it's all spelled out, .com, and you can get it on iTunes and you can Amazon.com. But if you go to the website, BFFsthemovie.com, you'll see extra material that's pretty damn funny.
Fantastic. And now, finally, are you on the Twitter or anything like that?
The Twitter.
I am on the Twitter infrequently, but yes, I am.
Okay. Where can we find you?
It's just at Molly Hagan.
Molly Hagan. Excellent, excellent. So, well, again, Molly, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your insight with us and talent. And we really appreciate you taking the time this weekend.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Great. We'll have you on again soon, because I'm sure that you've got something else great coming up.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And again, check out BFFs on video on demand. Actress Molly Hagan.
And now we have to listen to Chipmunks again.
Well, these are the Chipettes. These are Chipettes.
Oh, whatever.
I love this song. This is such a cute song from Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Road Chip.
Oh, we're on number 10 now.
Yeah, number 10 now, because that was the Chipmunks. So number 10, the Chipettes. They're singing Home. Just listen to the lyrics here, Eric.
A diamond. I'll do that.
Brightening the cloudy skies. Sparkling all through the night. I know these lyrics. Light me up.
I know you know
like
the lyrics.
Fireflies.
You know the lyrics to all these songs.
Oh yeah.
Somehow.
And even
you sit at home in your bedroom with the headphones on, listening to this stuff.
Of course I do. Even in the darkness, when I don't deserve it. I wish I had a voice like this.
I wish I had a hamburger.
I give you all my love.
Or a sandwich or something.
You are my home.
I'm starving.
Home. Home. And we will be right back with some smoothies right here on KPHX 1480 AM. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment.